Welcome to the Deep Dive, your shortcut to, well, truly insightful knowledge.
Yeah.
Today we're plunging into something pretty fascinating, actually. It comes from a really concise source called Excerpts from Transparent Commissions for Home Sellers.
Mm.
Short read, yeah, but the core message. It's absolutely packed with implications, especially if you're involved in the housing market at all. So our mission for this deep dive, it's simple. Unpack the central statement from this source, which is, transparent commissions gain traction among home sellers. Now, I know it sounds straightforward, maybe, but the fact that these commissions are gaining traction, well, that tells us a whole lot about the evolving real estate world, particularly for you, the home seller.
It really does. You know, sometimes the biggest insights are stated very directly, and this phrase, transparent commissions gain traction, it's a perfect example. It's direct, yes, but the implications, they ripple outwards quite a bit. It really demands a closer look.
Exactly. So that's what we're going to do. We'll explore what this gaining traction actually signifies for home sale commissions and, you know, why this development is so noteworthy, what it implies about what sellers want now, and how the market might be shifting, even without all the extra details right in front of us. Okay, let's unpack this then. When we hear transparent commissions gain traction among home sellers, the first thing that jumps out, for me anyway, is that word traction. It signals, like, increasing momentum, right? Growing acceptance, something really picking up steam. So what does this specific kind of traction focused on commissions tell us about the real estate market right now, just based on that one statement?
Well, the very fact that it says gaining traction implies a real and accelerating shift. It's not just static. It suggests sellers are, you know, actively looking for and increasingly choosing a different approach to commissions. It's moving beyond being just a niche idea. It seems to be becoming a preference that's resonating more widely. And that suggests it's meeting some kind of underlying need or maybe offering a benefit that perhaps the old ways didn't quite cover.
Right. And here's where it gets really interesting for you, the listener. If you're selling your home or maybe just thinking about it down the road, what thoughts does this news spark for you? I mean, the idea that this model, the transparent one, is gaining ground, why is that potentially a big deal for your selling experience?
Yeah, if we connect this to the bigger picture, the very fact that transparent commissions are gaining traction points towards, well, a potential evolution in how home sales have traditionally worked. For a long time, the standard percentage commission was just the default, you know, and it often felt a bit opaque, maybe even fixed, this move towards transparency. It really suggests sellers are pushing for more clarity, maybe more control over these pretty significant costs. It's a clear signal that seller priorities are shifting.
That really feels like the aha moment, doesn't it? Just knowing this trend is happening tells us so much about the market responding to something. But hang on, before we dive deeper into why this might be happening, maybe we should quickly clarify what we mean by transparent commissions. For anyone listening who isn't super familiar, how do they usually differ from the traditional model?
Oh, that's a crucial point, definitely. So while the source just uses the term transparent commissions, generally it refers to a fee structure that's much clearer up front. Instead of the usual percentage of the final sale price, which, as you said, can feel a bit like a black box, these models might offer, say, a flat fee for certain services, or maybe an hourly rate, or sometimes a system where the buyer's agent commission is negotiated separately. It might even be paid by the buyer, not automatically deducted from the seller's side. The main thing is the costs and the services you're getting are itemized and clear right from the start, much less ambiguity.
Okay, that makes sense. So given that kind of clarity is what we're talking about, if that model is gaining so much momentum, what might be some of the underlying forces or the needs driving this shift among sellers? I mean, even if our source doesn't spell out the reasons, the fact that this traction exists, well, it speaks volumes, doesn't it?
It really does. And it raises an important question about, you know, what sellers prioritize now. The momentum itself is a powerful signal. It suggests sellers might be looking for more control over their expenses, definitely, or maybe just a clearer picture of what exactly they're paying for. Perhaps it's even a reaction to frustrations with how traditional commissions sometimes work out. It reflects this growing demand for a more predictable, understandable financial model, especially in what's often the biggest transaction of someone's life. This could be part of that broader consumer push for transparency we see everywhere, or maybe, just maybe, it's a response to higher home prices, making those percentage commissions feel, well, pretty hefty.
And that nails exactly why being aware that transparent commissions are gaining ground is so crucial for you, the listener, especially if you're planning to navigate the housing market anytime soon. It's about staying plugged into these evolving market preferences, these trends that could directly shape your own selling experience and, frankly, your bottom line. This isn't just some minor thing happening on the fringes. It feels like it reflects a fundamental shift in what sellers are actively seeking out. So, wrapping things up for today's deep dive, the core takeaway really is the profound significance packed into that one statement. Transparent commissions gain traction among home sellers. It's just a powerful signal of a dynamic, shifting landscape in the housing market, a shift seemingly driven by sellers themselves, who are clearly looking for greater clarity and maybe more control.
Absolutely. And maybe a final provocative thought for you, the listener, to chew on. This growing adoption, this traction, it isn't just about a different way to pay. It might reflect a deeper change happening in the relationship between sellers and agents, and maybe the entire real estate transaction process. As more sellers choose transparency, what could that ultimately mean for the future role of the real estate agent? How might it reshape how buyers act, or even the whole process of buying and selling a home? The trend's existence itself, just the fact that it's gaining traction, poses some really intriguing questions about where real estate transactions are heading.
Really does. Something to definitely think about. We encourage you to ponder those broader implications, what this growing traction could mean for your own future dealings in the housing market. Thanks so much for joining us on the Deep Dive.